Jared Brock is an award-winning author and film director. Some of his work has appeared in Christianity Today, The Guardian, Smithsonian, USA Today, Huffington Post, Relevant, and Time Magazine. His new book has just been released. It's called A God Named Josh, Uncovering the Human Life of Jesus Christ. Jared, thanks for being with us.
Todd, it is always a pleasure to be with you.
Well, Jared, first of all, let's clear up the title, A God Named Josh. I think I know where you're going with that, but maybe you could just let us know what you mean by that.
So Jesus's real name was Yehoshua ben Yehoseph, which means Joshua, son of Joseph. And if he was alive today, we'd probably call him Josh Jacobson after his grandpa, Jacob. But basically, it was a transliteration thing. We went from Yehoshua in Hebrew to Yeshua in Aramaic, and then we hopped through Greek to Latin, Jesus, to Jesus in English. So it's a pretty simple chain of events, but it is strange to me that we call someone Jesus when his real name was Josh. So this entire book is about humanizing Jesus, and I figured that probably should start with his name.
Now, when you're talking about the human life of Jesus, is it really important that we study this? Do we over-spiritualize things sometimes and it's really detrimental to our faith?
It depends on the person. It really does, Todd. Jesus is fully man and fully God. That is what we believe as Christ followers. And there is a tendency in the Western church to definitely over-spiritualize. I have friends and even family who would basically say, like, we don't need to care for the planet. We don't need to try too hard about the poor. We don't need to worry too much about trying to stop wars because this world is fading away. It's polishing the handrails on the Titanic. We just need to, you know, follow Jesus. But Jesus was intensely practical. If his gospel wasn't also for the here and now, he wouldn't have fed people. He wouldn't have healed people. These things are signs of the coming banquet feast, right? The marriage supper of the king. These are all these acts of justice, works of mercy. These are all just, hey, guys, guess what's coming? A kingdom is here and it's on its way. It's the once and future king. You know, it's the good news that we proclaim. If it's not good news now, if it's just pie in the sky, we're not really of any use to the world. We proclaim Jesus with our hands, with our feet, with our words, but also with our hearts.
So when you're approaching a project like this and studying the human life of Jesus, did you approach the Gospels differently? Did you read them with a different point of view?
Yes, great question. So I actually read each gospel at least 50 times, wearing a different lens each time. Obviously, you know, Jesus was a first century peasant Jew living under the boot of a corrupt high priest mafia family and the Roman Empire. He is fighting against Sadducees and Pharisees and Herodians, and there's all these different sects. It's a completely different time, different languages, 2,000 years removed. There's no way that any of us will ever fully understand the context of what he was saying or appreciate the nuance of his teachings. But we can learn a lot. This book contains over 1,000 scripture references. And we obviously also go into the archaeology, the politics of the time, the economics of the time. We look at all the other source documents from that era as well. And it allows us to paint a pretty interesting portrait of what Jesus may have looked like, what he may have eaten. And as we've already talked about his language. But the big thing, of course, is Jesus's message, right? Mm-hmm. That through him, we can be made right with God. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to God except through Jesus, which is an insane claim, right? If he's not God, he's the biggest narcissist ever. And the Christian bet that we are making is that Jesus is who he says he is.
Well, something that we don't know a lot about in the Gospels is the life of Jesus from when he was born up until his ministry. We know a few things, but did you discover anything new there?
Yeah, so that's a big question I had. It's like, man, why don't we hear more stories about Jesus as a child? Like, did he turn water into wine at the dinner table? Did he walk on the pond or at the local swimming hall? Was he perfect? Did his four brothers and at least three sisters not go nuts with their perfect brother? Exactly. Like, what was going on there? But we know almost nothing about the childhoods of the Caesars and of Pontius Pilate. We don't know anything about the childhoods of most famous people in antiquity, because the story starts where the story starts. And in this case, The story starts with Jesus's baptism by John the Baptist. Two of the four Gospels, they just go straight into John the Baptist's story. The other two, they take three chapters to kind of like set up a preamble. One of them actually has a flash forward. But then by the start of the third chapter, they are launching into the story, which is Jesus gets baptized by his kinsman, John the Baptizer. And then after John gets arrested, he decides to come out as a rabbi and barnstorms the nation. So that's the story they want to tell. So they don't really focus on his childhood.
Jared, when people finish reading your book, A God Named Josh, how do you want them to feel? And how did you feel after you finished writing it?
For me, I just fell in love with Jesus all over again. His economics are absolutely brilliant and terrifying. His politics are incredible and loving. And the big thing I hope is that as people read, they just have to read it with the Bible beside them, because they're like, what? Hold on, what? And that's really what I hope happens, is that it just drives people to the Word of God, and it just draws them closer to Jesus. That is the only mission of this book. I love Jesus, and he's working me over big time. And I just want to paint a real picture of Jesus for our generation.
The book is called A God Named Josh, Uncovering the Human Life of Jesus Christ by Jared Brock. Thanks for being with us, Jared.
Thank you, Todd.